Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The 4B movement.
Shout out to the 4B movement.
Be alone.
In your movement.
So a new feminist movement is taking root here in the United States, and it came out of Korea. It's known as the 4B movement, where women are saying no to four things: dating men, having sex with men, marrying men, and having children with them. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you better.
Guys, before we get into today's video, please like and subscribe. The future of the human race apparently may depend on it. Let's talk about the 4B movement. Now, as I said at the top of this video, this is a movement that came out of South Korea that apparently women are adhering to. And they're adhering to the idea of saying four no's, again, to dating men, having sex with them, marrying them, and having children with them. Now, all of these four no's have Korean words that start with the letter B, and that's where we get the 4B movement. Now, in this video, we are going to discuss the 4B movement, talk about how big it actually is in South Korea, but apparently a lot of American women are getting the impression that this is a movement that is sweeping the nation, and they want it to take root here in the United States. Let's hear from some American women on TikTok who are deciding to take up the 4B movement so that they can explain it to you themselves.
I'm so glad you asked. The 4B movement is a movement in South Korea right now where the misogyny and sexism is so bad that South Korean women have decided to opt out of dealing with men entirely. That is not a joke. That is not an exaggeration. They are not dating men. They are not marrying men. They are not having children with men. They're not even sleeping with men anymore. And it's called the 4B movement because the Korean words for those four things all start with the letter B. This kind of first started happening around 2016 when Kim Ji-young, born 1982, a novel came out. And it is a fictional book about a Korean every woman and all of the misogyny and sexism that she's experienced from literally being a child all the way to her being an adult suffering with postpartum depression after having her child. Now, this book became a runaway bestseller among South Korean women because they were like, she's just like me for real. And that's kind of when it started cooking, right? Now, the movement officially got its name in 2019, and it's just been going ever since. It's so successful, in fact, that now South Korea has one of the lowest birth rates in the world. The number of deaths in South Korea outnumber the number of births in South Korea. And it's hilarious because all the men and the government are like, oh my God, what do we do? They don't want to like talk to us. They don't want to date us. They don't, what do we do? Like, everything's in shambles. We don't know what to do. When South Korean women have been very clear from day one, they're like, hey, either you get your act together or we are literally eliminating all of this. Like, we are shutting it down. So that's the 4B movement and why I'm so obsessed with it and why I think we should have the 4B movement everywhere. Thanks for listening.
Now, that video has nearly 560,000 likes on it, mostly from American people. Let's read a few of the comments. Let's take the 4B movement worldwide. That's funny. I've been doing the 4B movement all my life without knowing, So you get the gist of the picture that's being painted here. The 4B movement is sweeping South Korea because of misogyny and sexism. And because of the 4B movement, the South Korean birth rate is at a record low. We're going to talk a little later on about the fact that that might not even be the case, but it doesn't really matter because TikTok and social media has picked up the narrative, and now American modern day feminists are running with it. This video says 4B movement has arrived in the US and I'm here for it. How do y'all feel about it?
He hates you. They hate us. Men do not like us. Be alone. That's really the only other option. Just be alone. Look in the mirror. Sit with yourself. Cry. Have an ego death. And then get really hot. Get a bunch of hobbies, be extremely successful, and write a fucking book or something. Just be alone. Oh my God. It is so much better than being with someone who hates your ass.
Or here's a novel idea. Maybe find a man who doesn't hate you and date that man. They do exist, even though you're not allowed to say not all men these days here in the United States. But I digress. Let's watch some more.
It's so crazy that I am just now finding out what the 4B movement is, because me and the other women in my life, we've been on that. We've been on the 4B movement. We've been on the 4C movement. What are you talking about? So I think that the 4B movement, if it's not already evident, it's going to make its way to the United States. It's very interesting. The men are already begging. Women are waking up in the droves, in the hundreds. I see more liberating content for women. The collective consciousness is at its all-time high, and it's only going to keep growing. Like, that 4B movement is making its way pretty soon. And ladies, we got to strategize, okay? I'm making a Twitch to strategize, because men begging now, but they're going to try to do more drastic things as they get tired.
I'll be the first to say I would love to be in a strategy meeting for the 4B movement, because I have no idea what the that means. And it's interesting that a lot of the women who are making these videos are sort of functioning from the assumption that women are already perfect. We are already the best people that we can be, and it really is that the problem and the issues are just men. They are the ones who bear the burden of everything that's wrong within the dating sphere right now, and we have no accountability to be taken. And if men are so terrible and they're truly everything that's wrong with society right now, and we don't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole, why would you need a strategy meeting for that? Seems like a pretty easy thing to adhere to. And I guess she's insinuating that men are somehow going to resort to violence if the 4B movement becomes big enough in the United States. But what man is going to come chasing after a modern day feminist who does not want him? I guess we'll see. All right, next.
Seriously, I have an honest question. Did all of us become celibate like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago? I did a year and a half ago. Like, I don't even care. Just give it 6 months and you're just like, what? Oh, ew. Ew. And then, like, yeah, your health is much better. Your sleep is much better. Your life is much more peaceful. So who's already been doing the 4B movement? Well, yeah, I haven't dated at all. My life has, this has been the best year of my life. Like, in terms of just working on myself and my career, like, holy shit. I was thinking about that in bed last night. I was like, what was the worst time of my life and the best time of my life? I've had some very hard things happen, but as far as happiness, this is the happiest I've ever been. So anyways, the 4Bs stand for basically no sleeping with men. No dating them, no marrying them, no sleeping with them, no making babies with them. Who's down? Also, I'm thinking like something like we need to build a commune in the forest so that we can frolic around and do whatever the hell we want.
Ah, yes, the alternative to healthy long-term relationships and family creation. Barbie Land. In our female commune, we frolic around, we make herbal teas, we read smut books written by Colleen Hoover, and we eventually die off in one generation due to an inability to procreate. Does that not sound like a utopian dream to you? This next one says 4B movement. No sex, no babies, no dating, no marriage. If men and our capitalist, patriarchal, misogynistic society can't treat us like full human beings, stop participating in their scam. The one major question that keeps popping up in my head, or the through line that I'm finding in these videos, is what type of men are these women choosing to date? And if you're dating somebody who doesn't treat you like a human, who hates you, who treats you like dirt, all these different things that people are saying on the internet, is there some sort of personal responsibility to take in your discernment and your choice of a partner? Because I've never had a dating experience where I've been with somebody who I felt hated me. Somehow I've managed to escape that reality in, yes, dating men. So who are y'all dating? I'm confused. The reality is that there are good men out there. I think women are either not putting in the effort to find them, not waiting to find them, and then they're giving in to their need for companionship and connection. And when they do give in, they're doing it with less than ideal partners. And then they're taking in that bad experience, which, yes, is valid, and projecting it onto all men and using that as a launch pad to swear themselves onto a movement that shoves men out of their lives forever. Now, how successful is this movement going to be? I don't know. I don't know that the vast majority of women can truly adhere to these 4Bs or the 4 No's of the 4B movement. But it wouldn't be a true modern day feminist movement without leftist men hopping into the mix and encouraging it. Literally encouraging their own demise. Let's watch.
I want that 4B movement to be worldwide.
This is like the final boss of feminist allies. This man wants to cut off his own bloodline in order to virtue signal to feminists. Astounding. And there's other men cheering on the 4B movement as well. And what they're advocating is that women instead become lesbians. I'm not making this up.
I would rather die than date a man.
Amen, sister. Amen. I support you.
I am going to never sleep with another man for the rest of my life. No sex.
Amen, girl. Yes. Preach. Tell the people.
And if I don't sleep with any men, that means I will not be having any babies with any men.
Yes. Testify. Testify.
And under no circumstances am I going to waste my time or my money getting married to a man.
Yes. Weddings are expensive. Yes.
I'm going to live life for me and only for me.
As you should, girl, as you should. But, so no man, right? But are, like, ladies? Ladies okay?
Are ladies okay?
Well, yeah, because you're not doing this with any men or anything. But I'm assuming you still sometimes want to have a little bit of fun.
Is this whole thing a lesbian psyop? Do we fix all of our dating problems that we're facing in the year 2024 by just dating the same sex? I guess we'll see how that plays out. And if you're a woman who's interested in the 4B movement, but you're not quite interested in lesbianism, how about platonic life partners?
No, but don't all straight women already have their backup platonic wife picked out? I know I do. One of my besties and I, we already pinky promised on it. We're both married to amazing men, but if anything ever happens, we want none of what's out there left over. I'd rather be alone. I love me. I love my own company. But you know what's even better than that? Hanging out with a bomb-ass girlfriend, platonic wife, because we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have sleepovers. We're gonna eat cookie dough. We're gonna do skincare. We're gonna watch Housewives. We're gonna buy pink fluffy towels. We're gonna do whatever the f*** we wanna do. But one thing we're not gonna do is settle. Ew. Go watch that stitched video. That is premium content. And shout out to the 4B movement. You go, girls. But seriously, have you not picked out your platonic future wife yet? You need to get on that and snatch a good one while you can. Didn't mean to say snatch, but you know what I mean.
Now, I've joked here and there about my platonic life partner, which is most definitely my best friend, Risa. But baby girl, it's no substitution to a man, a long-term relationship, and building a family. But I think I'm starting to put the pieces together. Where the 4B movement stands for the 4Bs that women are saying no to in South Korea, I think in the US it stands for girl boss. That's essentially what we're talking about here. We're talking about women leaving men behind, leaving family behind, slaving away to a career instead, and going on vacations and traveling and buying pink pillows for their frilly girl house in Barbie Land where we all live together and frolic in the sun. But what happens when you girl boss too close to the sun, I ask? Just like Icarus, we will fall to our demise. And I must ask the question, if all these women decide to adhere to the 4B movement and we stop having sex with men, we stop dating, men, we stop marrying them and building families, you do realize that that stops the creation of future men, but it also stops the creation of future women. You can't exactly have that future is female t-shirt that you wear every Saturday be true if that's going to be the reality. And of course, women are subscribing to the 4B movement in the hopes that men clean up their act, that they turn a corner and come back for the women who left them behind, and they suddenly meet their standards. My advice on that would be to not hold your breath, because some of your standards are delusional, and there are men out there right now who are meeting them, but apparently you're not actually meeting them. Instead of going out there into the dating world and seeing what you find, and yes, abstaining from sexual activity and dating with bad men and waiting for the good ones, women are just swearing them off altogether. And they got this advice apparently from women out of South Korea, but now we're actually going to talk about the 4B movement in South Korea. I needed to look into this and see if it was actually taking taking place? And if so, how big is the actual movement? I did actually find one woman in Korea who's saying that the 4B movement is not as big as American women are perceiving it to be.
Okay, so thank you to my friend Annie for making that video, because I am a Korean woman currently living in Korea, and I have so much to say about this topic. So most of the 4B movement videos that I've seen on TikTok are made from foreigners, and I think Korean Americans, or just Asian people living in the West, but not actually people living in Korea. So like I said, I live in Seoul. What I think is happening is the Western media likes to really pick up on these sensationalist, provocative topics and then makes it into an article, and then everyone on TikTok follows suit and makes videos about it. But let me tell you, I am 29, going to turn 30 this year, and literally all the conversations that I have with my friends around my age is about, oh my God, we're looking to get married, we need to find good partners, and we need to do this before it gets too late, or we're just like aged out of their marriage market, you know? And I just made a YouTube video about this, Korea's population crisis, why nobody's getting married or having babies. But I also explained there are services in Korea like marriage matchmaking services where people go and you pay a broker and you submit all this information about yourself, your income, your assets, your family background, if you have any debt, like which university you went to, you submit all that information, and then they take that and then they will try to match you up with people who they think that you're on par with. So people go to these marriage services and they're heavily used. There are literally so many in the country because everyone is using them. And so the 4B movement in Korea is a very, very small fraction of the whole Korean population in general. It's just the Western media likes to highlight that part and make it seem like it's the biggest issue in Korea, which it really is. Really is not, I can promise you that. Don't believe all those sensational articles written online all the time. Most people in Korea still like the other sex. We want to date, we want to find love, we want to get married. Those are like the big majority. And it's only the small group of extreme radical misandrists and extreme radical misogynists. They just seem like the loudest because the most attention goes to them. But yeah, I literally just dropped a YouTube video explaining about this whole thing. So go watch it, Anna Lee on YouTube.
So if what this woman is saying is true, American women are getting duped into believing the 4B movement is actually bigger than it is. And it's quite radical in nature, which means American women are taking on a radical movement that is probably not healthy for society just because they read an article out of The Cut or The Atlantic that told them that this was sweeping South Korea. And I did look some of this up to see if I could confirm or deny what it is that she's saying, and there does seem to be a large boom in matchmaking services in South Korea, meaning that both men and women are out there looking for somebody to build a long-term relationship with and hopefully a family. Now, in trying to get numbers about how large the 4B movement actually is in Korea, there are varying estimates. It says the 4B movement as of today could be anywhere from 5,000 members to 50,000 members. And on either side of that scale, the membership is very low when compared to the general population. So instead of stumbling upon some amazing movement that's been taking place in South Korea and bringing it over to the United States to shift the dating culture where men suddenly let go of their misogyny and sexism, this is more tantamount to like stumbling across NyQuil chicken and spreading the recipe around. This is like stumbling across any sort of horrible trend and then spreading it around for people to harm themselves.
Jacob Stevens died after 6 days on a ventilator. He overdosed on Benadryl, all because of videos on social media encouraging people to take 12 to 14 pills to cause hallucination.
And what the 4B movement misses is a deeper human truth that yes, people want love. They want to find connection. And more often than not, they want to find that love and connection with the opposite sex. And once they find it, they want to procreate and make families and see little versions of themselves that then go out into the world to build the next generation, to build our future. And I truly believe that no matter how much you inject the culture with this sort of man-hating energy, or even misogyny on the other side of the spectrum, people will find this deeper human truth eventually. So yes, you might have a small 4B movement that takes place here in the United States where women choose to abstain from dating and marriage and sex and children, but it's not going to last, I don't think. And what you're actually creating creating is a ton of women who are harming themselves and are going to wake up decades from now and realize that they missed the boat on something fantastic. And instead of carrying this pessimistic attitude and this cynicism towards dating and finding love, they should have been optimistic. They should have waded through the horrible waters of the dating culture right now in order to find a man who is worth being with. Because while you can girl boss till the day you die, on that day when you're lying on your deathbed, don't you want a man and a family around you and people that have loved and supported you throughout that journey? Some of the best advice that I've ever received is that if you're going to pursue your career, you should pursue your lifelong partner in the same way, if not more, with more energy, with more discernment, with more effort. And that requires not giving up, even when you have bad experiences with men. And I do believe one day these women will realize that. But in the meantime, they're getting tricked by this 4B movement that is nowhere near as big as they think it is and nowhere near as successful as they think it's going to be. But I would love to hear your thoughts. Drop them in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate. So if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. And if you got this far in the video, drop a cat emoji in the comments down below, because I have a feeling that's what a ton of these women are going to be living with. Not that I hate cats, but you get the gist. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.